主刚才所唱的诗歌真好。
Lord, how wonderful is the hymn that we just sang.
我们真愿意像诗歌里面所说，任你为我们千万人中的第一人。
Oh, just as the hymn says, we really want to own you as the fairest of thousands.
有谁能够与我们的主耶稣基督相比呢？
Who can be the equal of our Lord Jesus Christ?
你是那么尊贵荣耀。
You're so noble, so glorious.
你又是那么谦卑柔和。
And also you're so humble, so meek.
你住在荣耀的宝座上。
You're sitting on the glorious throne.
你也住在我们的心灵之中。
And also you dwell in our hearts.
在我每一天的生活里边，你是我们的生命和力量。
You are our life and you are our strength.
在我们行走奔跑你的道路的时候，你是我们的目标。
As we walk and run in your way, you are our very goal.
你也是天天供应我们、扶持我们的一位。
And daily you provide for us and sustain us.
你是我们的好牧人。
You're our good shepherd.
在前面一直带领我们。
You've been leading us in front of us.
碰见我们忧伤与痛苦的时候。
When we are weary and we are in anguish.
你总是能安慰、扶持我们。
You're the very one who comforts and supports us.
碰见我们软弱退后的时候。
When we are weak, when we are backsliding.
你总是鼓励我们，催促我们。
And you are impelled us, and you are encouraging us.
无论碰见深水，碰见高山。
Whether we go through the deep waters, we come through the high mountains.
你总是为我们开路。
You're there to open the way.
带领我们越过一切的难处。
And lead us to overcome all the difficulties.
我们有主耶稣在我们的心灵之中。
We have our Lord Jesus in our heart.
我们这一生我们都不必惧怕。
Then we shall not fear all our lives.
我们靠着你，我们可以胜过一切的试炼。
We can overcome all the temptations through you.
我们靠着你也能够穿山越岭。
By you, we can surmount all the difficulties and hardships.
主耶稣啊，你
真好。Oh, Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful.
你对我们真是太重要。
You're so important to us.
我们宝贝你。
And we really treasure.
所以我们只渴望我们常常和你相会。
Therefore, we desire the very chance that we can come
together. 主保守我们的心怀意。
Oh, Lord, keep our hearts in mind.
不要我们有一天是和你脱节的。
So that none of our days will be separate from
you. 让我们每时每刻都能够与主面对面的生活在一起。
And moment by moment, we will see you face to face and live together.
当我们今天聚会在你面前的时候，
Lord, as we are assembled today in your presence,
我们更是求你把你的同在赐给我们。
Oh, we pray earnestly that your presence will be with us.
把你的丰富倾倒下来。
Give us, pour down all your fullness.
把你爱浇灌给我们。
Pour down your love on us.
让我们在座的每一位。
So that each one of us sitting here,
包括这个听你说话的孩子，
including the one who speaks to you,
我们都在这里与你面对面的相会。
We'll see you face to face.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们和弟兄姊妹来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few portions in the Bible.
我们要来读旧约的以斯拉记。
We will read the book of Ezra in Old Testament.
我们先读第七章。
Let's read chapter 7 first.
我们第七章先从第一节读到第十三节。
First, we will read from verse 1 to verse 13.
这是以后波斯王亚达薛西年间有个以斯拉，他是希勒雅的儿子。
Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, Ezra the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah,
我想我们中间那一连串的名字啊，就把它省略过去了。
I think we will skip all the bunch of names here.
记下去，我们读到第六节。
And we will drop down to verse 6.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书， 王应准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
Verse 6, this Ezra came from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him.
亚达学习王第七年，以色列人、祭司、利未人、歌唱的、守门的、尼提宁，又上耶路撒冷的。
Some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinim, came to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes.
王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神赐恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。
And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. On this first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and ordinances in Israel, and do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
祭司以斯拉是通达耶和华诫命和赐以色列之律例的文士。亚达学习王赐给他谕旨，上面写着说。
Now this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel.
诸王之王亚达学习达谕祭司以斯拉，通达天上神律法大德的文士云云。
Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and so forth.
住在我国中的以色列人、祭司、利未人，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我讲旨准他们与你同去。
I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you.
我们圣经先读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
在以斯拉、尼希米、以斯帖这三卷被掳之后的书信。
Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther are the three books written after the captivity of the Israelites.
或者说是被掳之后的历史书。
Or we could call them the history books post-exile of Israelites.
是讲到神的子民被从被掳之地归回，或者呢，是他们在被掳之地为神征战的见证。
It speaks of the returning of their exile, or they speak of the warfare in the land of captivity.
这三卷历史书也可以说是神的子民在幕后时代的一个美好的见证。
We could also say these three books of history speak of the wonderful testimony of God's people.
又或者说是神子民在幕后时代的复兴。
Also, they are the revival of the God's people in the end time.
那么在这一段的复兴当中，主要的是神得着了几个贵重的器皿。
During this time of revival, mostly God has gained few precious vessels for His use.
就像所罗巴巴
，like the Zerubbabel,
以斯拉
，Ezra,
尼希米
，Nehemiah,
以斯帖和莫迪改等等。
Esther and Mordecai.
那么今天早晨呢，我们讲其中的一个。
Now this morning we will consider one of those.
就是讲到以斯拉。
And that's Ezra.
这一个神所用的来复兴他的百姓的，复兴他的教会的一个贵重的器皿。
He is the very precious vessel through which God used to revive his people.
这个以斯拉是个怎么样的人呢？
Now what kind of person is Ezra?
第一点呢，他是一个通晓神话语的人。
First, he is well versed in the law of God.
在圣经里面来介绍以斯拉的时候啊，
When the Bible introduces Ezra,
他头一句介绍的话说他是一个敏捷的文士。
The first word of this introduction is he is a skillful scribe.
这个是第七章的第六节。
And this is chapter 7, verse 6.
说到这个意思来呀，是个敏捷的文士。
He is a skilled scribe.
什么叫做敏捷的文士呢？
What is a skilled scribe?
就是对神的话语有灵敏的反应。
That is, he has this keen reaction to God's word.
我走到这里呀、啊，我心里就很有感触。
As I read this, I always have this feeling.
因为今天在神的儿女中间呢，对神的话语反应灵敏的人不多。
Because today among God's children, there are not so many people who are keen to God's word.
或者说，大部分神的儿女呀、啊，对神的话语的反应啊。太迟钝，不够灵敏。
Put it this way, most of God's children are very dull to God's word, not very keen.
啊，这个读圣经，你来读的时候啊，读到该喜乐的时候，不会有喜乐的感觉出来。
When you read the Bible, come to the point where you should be very joyful, but you don't have this kind of feeling.
读到该忧伤的时候，也没有什么哀伤的感觉。
Or when you come to this grieving point, you don't have the same grief either.
比如圣经里面讲到主耶稣就是荣美的时候。
When the Bible speaks of the beauty of our Lord Jesus.
我的良人真是那样的美好。
Oh, my beloved, it is so wonderful.
他的爱是那么甜美。
His love is so sweet.
他的口中是满了恩惠。
His mouth is full of grace.
他在我们身上做的工作是那么的宝贝。
And the work he has done in us is so precious.
他真像一颗馨香的墨药。
He's just like a fragrant hand of flower.
他又像一颗美丽的凤仙。
And hand of flower.
当我们读到主耶稣觉得这些荣耀美丽的光景的时候啊。
When we read of all the conditions regarding our Lord's beauty.
应该在主面前大大的欢喜快乐。
Then we should shout for joy and be
happy. 哦，原来这个主耶稣是这么美好。
And oh, our Lord is so
他是我们的好牧人。
Precious.
带领我们牧养我们一生的年代。
He has feeding us all our days.
你想象了，当我们读到主耶稣这些宝贵的点的时候
，When we read all those beautiful, wonderful points of our
life, 我们应该很有感觉。
Then we should have really a poignant feeling.
我们里面会欢笑。
And even within our hearts,
我们的口就会赞美。
And our mouths will speak praises.
但许多时候啊，我跟你神的儿女啊。读来读去都没有什么反应，没有什么感觉。
But so many times God's children, as they read the Bible, they have no response at all.
那读到哀伤的地方。
When we read the sorrowful places.
啊，主耶稣在责备我们的时候。
When the Lord rebukes us.
他讲到我们许多在神面前亏欠他的地方。
When he speaks of all our shortcomings that fall short of his glory.
那一天主耶稣责备那个又懒又恶的仆人。
Just as on that day when our Lord rebuked the lazy, the wicked servant.
主说你这个又懒又恶的仆人啊，你没有把我给你的银子拿去运用，你却是用手绢都包起来埋在地底下。
And the Lord rebuked the wicked, lazy servant, saying that you did not use the gold that I gave you. Instead, you buried it in the ground.
夺过他的银子了。
Therefore, he took back his talent of gold and gave it to others.
主说凡有的还要嫁给他。
Therefore, the Lord says, whoever has more will be given.
凡没有的呢，连他所有的都要夺去。
Whoever doesn't have, whatever he has will be taken away.
你知道这句话呀，是一个很警惕我们的话。
This is such a warning verse.
就是我们呢，越是运用，主会把越多的恩典嫁给我们。
That tells us that the more we exercise what we have, the more grace God will give us.
假使你不用用的话呢?
But if you do not use it,
啊，你把它包起来，藏起来。
You cover it up and you bury it in the ground.
连你现在所有一点点都要夺去归给别人。
And the Lord says, even that which you have now will be taken away, given to others.
所以读到这些的话。
As we receive all these words,
我们应该很有警惕的感觉。
We should have this warning.
都是主的光照在我们里面。
Because of the Lord's light, now lights us.
就我们是看见自己本相的软弱。
So we see our true weakness of our nature.
我们应该在神面前忧伤、痛悔、哀哭的。
Therefore, we should repent, we should weep, we should mourn before God.
但是今天许多神的儿女啊，读圣经没有多少感觉。
But so many of God's children today, as they read the Bible, they do not have any feeling.
一章一章读过去。
They simply read chapter
一章一章
读过去, verse by verse.
有什么感觉啊？
Do they have any feeling?
没什么感觉啊。
Not much.
白字上面写的黑字。
It's just a bunch of black printed word in piece of paper, white paper. So they do not have any response.
所以主耶稣说啊，我可用什么比这个世代呢？
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, what can I compare this generation to?
他说好像孩童坐在街市上说。
Are there like children sitting on the street?
我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞。
As we blew the flute, you do not dance.
我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
As we sang a dirge, you do not beat upon your chest.
这个就是我们对神的话语啊，太迟钝，没有感觉。
This tells us that we are so dull toward God's word. We do not have any feeling.
还有我们在聚会交通的时候。
Also, in our fellowship meeting.
我看见很多人呐。在不聚会的时候啊，他交通话很多的。
There's so many people. They talk so much when they're not in any meeting.
讲起的话讲不完呢。
As though they could not stop talking.
到聚会里面呢。
But once they come to meetings.
今天晚上我们再去查经。
Well, tonight we'll be studying the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，大家一同交通。
We ask brothers and sisters to share.
一个一个都没有话讲了。
And one by one is silent.
刚才聚会之前你们讲那么多的话。
But right before the meeting, they speak so much.
到聚会里边来交通的时候，就没什么话好讲。
But as they come to the meeting, there doesn't seem
to have
anything to say.
我们对神的话呀，太不灵敏。
All this tells us that we are very dull toward God's word.
太迟钝了。
Very slow.
哎，所以这个以斯拉呢就不是这样子。
But Ezra isn't like this.
以斯拉是一个敏捷的文士。
He is a skillful scribe.
那对神的话语啊，是很有反应。
He always is very responsive to God's word.
很有感觉。
Full of feelings.
一读到宝贵的地方。
Whenever he reads the precious
word, 你巴不得就把这个感觉、宝贝的感觉和弟兄姊妹一同的分享。
He wants to share all this precious feeling with his brethren.
所以这是意思的头一个特点呢，他通晓神的话语的。
This is the first thing of Ezra. He is well versed in God's word.
他下面说，他是通达耶和华所赐的律法书。
He is well versed in God's word, which the Lord God of Israel had given to children of Israel.
换句话说啊，他是一个熟读神话语的人。
This tells us that he studied thoroughly of God's word.
所以这个就是我们第一个的好的榜样啊。
And he is truly a very good example to us.
我们这许多神的儿女啊，我们都要在神的话语上好好的用功夫。
We as children of God all have to be very diligent in studying
God's word. 要读到对神的话语很有感觉。
We have to study to the point that you have some feeling toward it.
这个反应很敏捷。
And we have this keen response.
该哭的地方就哭。
We cry at the place where
we're supposed to cry. 该笑的地方就笑。
We laugh at the point where we're supposed to laugh.
然后把这个感觉能够和弟兄姊妹一同分享。
And then share your feelings with your brethren.
所以呢，这样呢，就是。教会复兴的第一方面的应该我们有学习的地方。
This is the first lesson we need to learn in order to revive our church.
神的儿女要盼望教会得到复兴。
Now for God's children to hope for this revival of God's church.
但是多少人真正在神的话语上这样的用过功夫呢？
How many of them really are so diligently studying God's word?
我们再来讲他的第二个特点。
Now let's think of the second thing about Ezra.
我们要来看他的心智。
Let's consider his mind.
你看第十节怎么说？
Read verse 10.
以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和华的律法。
For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
这里讲到以斯拉，他有一个心智。
Now here we read that Ezra had such a heart.
他立定心志要来考究，并且呢，来遵行耶和华的律法。
He set his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to practice it.
所以我们这许多基督徒啊，我们也都要有一个心志。
So we Christians also should have this kind of heart.
这个心志不是说好好要攒多少钱。
We should not have the heart as to how much money we should earn.
这个心志也并不是一定要我去得到一个什么样的学位。
We should not have the heart as to I have to reach certain degree.
当然这也很好了，拿到学位这也
很好。Of course, if you have certain
就行去拿
diploma or certificate, that's great.
但是作为神的儿女来说。
But as a child of God,
我们要立定一个心志。
We have to set this mind.
要好好查考研究神的话语。
That is to seek to study to do God's word.
要应当去明白神的心意。
We have to understand God's heart.
今天神的儿女为什么很贫穷呢？
Why is today God's children are so poor?
就是因为我们对神的话语，对神的心意啊，都是马马虎虎的。
Because we are so vague about God's heart and God's mind.
我们不太认真。
We're not that serious.
我们不太用功。
We're not that diligent.
高兴读的时候，我们就读一读。
We study the Bible whenever.
没有时间了，我们就不读。
We want to. If we don't have time, we skip it.
你想想啊，世界上任何一件事情。
Think of this. Anything you do in the world.
你假设不是好好去用过功夫的话，你怎么能够那个达到那个好的标准？
If you do not put in all your efforts, study hard, how can you possibly reach your goal?
比方说你是个运动员。
For example, if you are an athlete,
你被选做篮球的选手或者是足球的选手。
And you're chosen to be a player in a basketball or soccer team.
那你要怎么样啊？
Then what do you do?
你还经过一番精密的训练。
You have to go through some intensive training.
或者你被选做游泳队的代表。
Or maybe you're chosen as a swim team.
你要经过一段时间精密的严格的训练。
You also have to go through an extensive, very strict training.
假设你是一个学钢琴的人。
And also, if you are a piano player.
你知道，你去上了钢琴课之后。
And you know after you take your piano lessons.
是不是就算了？
Is that it?
你每天花多少时间去练习钢琴？
How much time do you practice your piano?
我心里面呢还有这样的感觉。
And I have such a feeling in my heart.
你看我们做家长的人呢、啊、
that
对自己儿女啊要弹钢琴的时候啊就会督促他每一天要弹上一个小时或者两个小时。
We as parents always tell our children to practice piano at least 1 hour a day.
因为弹钢琴弹得好的话必须每一天好好的练习。
Because for you to play well, piano well, you have to practice in such a way.
这个都没有错。
This is all right.
但是你要好好做一个基督徒，你却不去每一天花时间好好的用功读圣经的话。
For you to be a good Christian, but you do not spend time in studying God's word thoroughly.
你这个基督徒那个怎么能够做得好呢？
How can you become a good Christian?
在这样一个充满试炼的世界。
In such a time full of temptations and trials,
我们一生当中不知道会碰见多少的难处，多少的打击。
And we don't know how many setbacks, how many blows we might encounter.
如果你对神的话不认识，你怎么能够在仇敌跟前可以打得胜仗呢？
If you do not know God's word, how can you triumph before your enemy?
你只要碰见任何一个小小的试炼，仇敌就会把你打倒了。
Any small trial coming your way will knock you down.
所以我叹息的就是我们很多人会督促孩子们在钢琴上在其他的上面好好用功夫。
Therefore I sigh because I see so many parents telling their children in piano or in other subjects.
但是我们却没有让我们自己在神面前好好的用功来读神的话语。
But we never tell ourselves to study diligently and thoroughly God's word.
那么有的人就会说，
Then some people might say,
哎呀，这个立志有什么用呢？
What's the point of setting my mind?
也许你用罗马书说，立志为善，由得我呀，行出来就由不得我呀。
Well, maybe you want to recite Romans verse to me, saying that it is with me to will to be good, but it is not with me to do it.
保罗讲的话也是没有错的。
what Paul says is true.
立志未尝于得我，而行不出来，行出来由不得我。
Yes, it is with me to will to do good.
那就是立志不一定就会达到目的。
Therefore, we know, making up your mind does not mean necessarily mean you will reach your goal.
但是如果你不立定志向的话呢？
However, if you do not
set
up your mind, you'll definitely not reach your goal.
所以你看看那个但以理也好，保罗也好。
Take a look at Daniel or Paul.
他们是立定心志。
They all set their mind.
但以理在巴比伦的王宫的里边。
Daniel in Babylonian's palace.
这个巴比伦王啊，要每一天赐给他王的饮食。
The Babylonian king wanted to give him the king's meal every day.
把王喝的酒啊，把王吃的肉啊，都赏给但以理和他三个朋友。
Now, they will give Daniel and his three friends the king's meal, the king's wine.
你的王所以肯把他的酒啊，他的肉啊给你吃，他是一个目的的。
And this king had his purpose in mind to give Daniel all this meal and wine.
他要改变你的性质。
Because he wanted to change Daniel's mind.
叫你这个本来说神的人呢，就变成说说这个世界。
So that you who originally belonged to God
now belong to the world. 所以这个世界为了得到你这个人呢，他会不惜把各样好东西摆在你跟前。
Therefore, the world will give you all kinds of good things as long as you're willing to surrender to it.
今天许多神的儿女就进不去这个世界，贡献给我们许多好处。
Now, today's God's children, because they are not able to resist all the good things given to us by the world.
世界给我们什么，我们就乖乖就通通都接受过来了。
We take it at all, whatever the world has given to us.
但以理怎么样啊？
But what about Daniel?
但以理，他立志。不让王的膳食来玷污他自己。
Daniel is determined that he will not be defiled by the king's meals.
结果但以理呢，能够在神面前做美好的见证。
Therefore, he was able to bear the good witness.
他虽然不吃王的膳，不饮王的酒。
Although he did not eat the king's meal, did not eat his wine.
但是他长得比同辈的人更加健康。
But he was more healthy than his contemporaries. His companies.
从但以理的事上，我们知道一件事情。
So from Daniel's thing, we learn one thing.
不一定，你享受世界上给你许多好处，你才会心里快乐。
You won't necessarily have all the joy after enjoying all the good things given to you in the world.
我们只要都是敬畏神，活在神面前。
But instead, as long as we fear God and we live in His presence,
就算是不想用这个世界贡献给你的一切，
even though we do not use all the provisions from the world,
你的心灵仍然长得满了喜乐。
Your heart will still be full of joy,
并且你心灵是健壮美丽的。
And your heart is strong and beautiful.
要比世界上同辈人更加美丽，更加长，更加健壮。
Better than all of those, who are in the world, more beautiful.
所以这是从以斯拉身上给我们看见的，我们在神面前需要一个定志。
Therefore, we learn from Ezra that we have to have this determined mind before God.
我这一生，我立定心志，我要好好讨主的喜悦。
That is, I have set my heart all my life. I want to please Him.
要追求主，像约书亚一样。
To pursue our Lord as Ezra.
我这一生定了志向，要得到喜悦，要服侍他。
I have made up my mind that all my life I want to seek Him and I want to serve Him to please Him.
那么第三点呢，我们要来看以斯拉他的行动。
Now, the third point is that we want to consider his acts.
刚才我们在第七章里面呢，从第九节啊，第九节怎么说的啊？
Now, chapter 7, verse 9, what does it say?
第九节说，正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的时候帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。
On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him.
那回头看第八节，王第七年五月，以斯拉就到了耶路撒冷。
And then we come back to verse 8, and Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king.
以斯拉不光有一个心愿。
Not only did Ezra have this mind,
还有行动,
but also he had acts.
啊, 这个就表示啊, 伊斯拉是一个有行动, 是向前走路的人。
So it tells us that Ezra had this mind to move forward.
或者说他是个向前奔跑的人。
Or to say he was the person who ran forward,
像保罗一样,
just as Paul did.
背后努力面前向着标杆一直往前奔跑的。
Now, like Paul, forgetting the things behind but reaching forward to the things ahead of him,
因为当伊斯拉,
running toward the goal.
当伊斯拉考察了神的话语,
after Ezra studied God's word,
明白了神的心意,
after he understood God's heart,
明白神在宇宙中间是要做的事情,
he understood the things that God wanted to perform in the whole universe.
并且他也看见有好多的人啊, 好多神的儿女啊, 他们都已经从巴比伦去到耶路撒冷。
He also saw that so many of God's children had already gone to Jerusalem.
所以说呢, 他明白这个事情之后啊, 他也就启程要离开巴比伦, 要往耶路撒冷去。
After he understood all this, he was ready to set out his journey toward Jerusalem.
这就意思啊,
so we know Ezra had this heart and also he had this act.
这个行动就是离开巴比伦,
that is to leave Babylon.
要上耶路撒冷去。
He wanted to go to Jerusalem.
离开巴比伦的意思呢, 就是离开那个服侍偶像的那个世界。
Leaving Babylon means he left behind the world that served idols.
今天我们呢, 我们都需要离开巴比伦。
Today, we all need to leave Babylon.
巴比伦这个地方啊, 是充满偶像。
Babylon is a place full of idols.
那么不要以为我们今天基督徒, 我们早就不拜偶像。
Don't you think that we Christians, we don't worship idols long time ago?
耶稣基督, 我们外面的偶像是没有了。
Probably external idols you don't have.
那个泥土塑起来的, 那木头雕起来的, 金子打起来, 这些偶像我们统统都没有。
All those idols molded by gold or wood or clay, we don't have them.
但是问题呢, 是在我们的里面。
But the problem is,
我们的里面有没有偶像?
Are there idols within our hearts?
就是我们的心里边有没有代替神的东西?
Is there anything in your heart that replaces God?
我们有没有崇拜一些是让神的位置被挤掉?
Do we worship certain things that would crowd our God to the corner?
那么今天很多基督徒啊, 我们里边呢, 常常还有许多的偶像。
Today, among so many Christians, we do have idols within our hearts.
一个很多人都拜的偶像。
There is one idol that a lot of people worship.
就是马门。
It's Mammon.
所以主耶稣说, 你们不能够侍奉神又侍奉马门。
So the Lord Jesus says, you cannot serve Mammon and me at the same time.
但是今天多少神的儿女, 我们就去服侍马门而把神就摆在一边。
But so many of God's children today, we serve Mammon when we put our God aside.
也有很多人是服侍自己肚腹的。
And also there are so many Christians that they serve their own bellies.
那就是我们肉体的享受就是我们的偶像。
That is, the pleasure of our flesh becomes our idol.
我们今天许多人在地上活着都是为着叫我们肉体得到满足。
So today, so many of us live in the world in order to satisfy our flesh.
常常为了服侍自己的肚腹呢,就把神给摆在一边,就把神挤走了。
Now, because you want to satisfy your stomach, so often you crowd out God.
所以意思好像就在这个地方就蒙恩典了。
And Ezra, on this point, was so greatly blessed.
当他明白神的话语之后,
when he understood God's word,
他就决定巴比伦我是不能够再待下去了。
He decided that Babylon wasn't a place to stay anymore.
这个偶像的世界是我不能够再混下去了。
I couldn't meddle through in this world of idols anymore.
我要离开巴比伦。
I had to leave.
要上耶路撒冷去。
I had to go to Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷呢, 就是神摆在我们面前的目标。
And this Jerusalem is the very goal that God has placed before us.
耶路撒冷 就是神永远的心意所在的地方。
Jerusalem is God's heart in His eternal purpose.
神在历世历代他所有的工作，就是为着建造新耶路撒冷城。
Throughout the generations and ages and throughout all his work, God's heart is to build this Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is 大君王的京城。
And this Jerusalem is the great city of the great king.
这就代表是基督作王的一个境界。
And this represents a realm where Christ reigns.
神永世的心意就是为着基督作王。
God's eternal purpose is for Christ to reign.
他是生下来就做君王。
He was born to be a king.
那么耶路撒冷也是神的殿所在的地方。
And also Jerusalem is where the house of God exists.
也就是与神同在的地方。
And that's where God's presence is.
是神的儿女，我们在地上生活侍奉，不能够缺少的一件事情。
Jerusalem is a very indispensable thing for all of us as God's children to live and to serve in this world.
就是时时刻刻要保守住神的同在。
That is, we need to constantly keep the presence of God.
无论怎么样都不能够失去神的同在。
No matter what, you shall never lose the presence of God.
大卫他一生所追求的就是这个。
And this is what David all his life was pursuing.
大卫说，有一件事我曾经寻求。
Therefore, David said, one thing I seek.
我现在还在寻求。
And now I continue to seek.
就是住在耶和华的殿中。
Is to dwell in the house of God.
来瞻仰他的荣美。
To behold his beauty.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，这个就是我们基督徒啊最重要的一个关头。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know this is the most important threshold of Christians?
不管有任何事情的发生。
No matter what happens,
在任何的遭遇的里面
or in any kind of circumstances,
我们都要保守住神的同在。
We have to keep this God's presence.
你看那个约瑟啊，旧约里面那个约瑟啊，就是在任何地方都有神与他同在。
Remember Joseph in the Old Testament, he always had God's presence.
当他被卖到埃及去的时候
，When he was sold into Egypt,
当他在那做奴仆的时候
，When he was a slave,
甚至后来他被人误会下在监牢里面的时候
，Also when he was mistakenly thrown into jail,
你看见约瑟身上呢，对耶和华与他同在。
Do you see God the Lord's presence with him in Joseph?
所以约瑟能够为神掌权。
Therefore, Joseph was able to reign
for God.
He bore such a wonderful witness in his
day. 因为他在任何环境当中都有享受到神的同在。
Because in all circumstances, he enjoyed, he kept God's presence.
我们假设受一点委屈啊。
But for us, if we suffered wrongfully a little bit,
或者被人冤枉，
or we were mistreated a bit,
我们啊，恐怕就是我们怨言呢，那些怨言牢骚都发出来了。
All our complaints and murmurings would come out.
哎呀，我这个人为什么这么倒霉呢？
Why do I have such a bad luck?
别人都没碰见这个事情。
The things none others have met.
就是我碰见的，你看。
But it is I who came across.
神都不与我同在。
And God wasn't with me.
神都不保守我。
God did not keep me.
叫我吃这么大的亏。
So that I suffer so wrongfully.
就正当我们发怨言的时候，我们在埋怨这个埋怨那个的时候。
The more we complain about this and that.
我们就享受不到神的同在。
The less we enjoy God, we could feel God's presence.
所以我们基督徒啊，要学会一个秘诀。
So we Christians have to learn this secret.
不管任何环境，
regardless of your situation,
无论任何的试炼临到，
whatever trials that might come
upon you, 大大小小事情中，
in the great or small matters,
我们都要神与我同在。
We want to keep God's presence with us.
我们回到神面前去。
That is, we come back before Him.
我们来靠近神。
We draw near to Him.
把神的同在也带进来。
And receive His presence into us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够这样把神的同在一直保持在我们的身上，
If we can continually keep God's presence within us,
就算你下在监狱里边，就算你下在非常黑暗的环境里头，
Even though you are jailed or you're thrown into such a dark circumstance,
你仍然会感觉到非常的甜美。
You will still feel sweet within your
heart. 因为只要有神的同在呀。
Because only through God's presence.
神能够把监狱变成天堂。
God is able to turn your jail into a heaven.
所以呢，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们要学会 要保守住神的同在。
So brothers and sisters, each one of us has to learn.
这个就是我们要奔跑的目标。
And this is the very goal we're pressing
for. 这个就是叫做我们要上耶路撒冷去。
And this tells us we need to go up to Jerusalem.
上耶路撒冷去，我心正直伟大，让他作王。
To go up to Jerusalem means I magnify our Lord and He reigns.
上耶路撒冷去就是我追求神的同在。
To go up to Jerusalem means I pursue after His presence.
那么这样当以斯拉这样上耶路撒冷去的时候、啊、
Now Ezra went to up to Jerusalem in such a way.
圣经就说、啊、他正月初一日他从巴比伦启程往耶路撒冷去。
And the Bible tells us that on the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon.
这个正月初一就代表一年的开头。
The first day of the first month represents the very beginning of a year.
所以这个正月初一代表以斯拉现在进到一个新的境界。
Now, the first day of the first month means Ezra now entered into a new realm.
在我们基督徒的奔跑道路上、啊、我们开始一个新的起头了。
Now in our Christian's journey, we now start a new beginning.
所以啊，我们如果不离开巴比伦，我们如果不往耶路撒冷去的话呀。
So if we do not leave Babylon, we do not go up to Jerusalem.
可能你基督徒真正的生命还没有新的开始。
Maybe, as a Christian, your life hasn't begun yet.
就当我们到巴比伦就丢掉。
So let us throw away Babylon.
我们要起步向前走路。
And let's set our journey and moving toward Jerusalem.
我们决定要朝向新耶路撒冷这个神的标杆往前奔跑。
We set our heart on New Jerusalem toward God's goal.
在你基督徒的人生中啊，你有了一个新的开始。
Only in so doing in your Christian life, you now have a new beginning.
下面我们来讲到啊，这样就带来神赐恩的时候的帮助。
And now we say that this brings in God's grace in due time.
这个人有了心愿。
When a person has his heart set,
有了行动,
has action,
神就来帮助。
And God comes to help.
所以你如果真要追求主啊,
So if you really want to seek after the Lord,
你真是跟随主服侍主的话,
You really want to follow Him and serve Him,
你就会看见。
Then you will see,
神的施恩的手要来帮助你。
God's gracious hand will come to your aid.
对一个没有什么心愿的人、啊、
To a person who doesn't have this heart,
神要帮助他都很难。
It's even hard for God to try to help him.
神想要帮助，但是他却没办法帮助。
God wants to help this person, but
因为神是那个帮助有心愿的人，肯往前走路的人。
Because God only helps those who have such a heart, who has such a mind to be willing to move forward.
在第七章和第八章
In chapter 7 and 8,
对好几次讲到神施恩的手来帮助。
Several places the Bible mentions God's good hand.
第七章讲了三次。
Three times in chapter 7.
第八章又讲了三次。
And three times again in chapter 8.
第一次在第七章的第六节。
Chapter 7 verse 6 is the first time.
啊，因为他说啊，这个第六节啊，就是
verse 6.
啊，这个以斯拉从巴比伦上来，当他要往啊，这个就是这个要往耶路撒冷去了。这个王就应征他一些所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
When Ezra was about to come out of Babylon to go to Jerusalem, and here we read the verses that the king granted him all his requests. According to the hand of the Lord.
以斯拉有一个心愿，就要往耶路撒冷去。
Now Ezra had this heart to go.
要去在建造神的殿上有份。
To be partakers in rebuilding God's temple.
所以他有这个心愿呢，就神的圣灵是帮助了他。
Therefore, when he had this heart, God came to his aid to help him.
这个当代的君王呢？就被感动啊，也应征他所求的了。
And the king of his days was so moved that he granted all Ezra's request.
所以以斯拉和跟着他一起的一般人呢、啊，他们都能够照着他们心中所愿望的，就离开了巴比伦，就上到耶路撒冷。
Therefore, Ezra and all those people of his company were able to leave Babylon and to go to Jerusalem.
第二次是第九节讲到的。
Now the second time was. spelled out in verse 9.
他正月初一日他从巴比伦启程，是因他神侍应的时候帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷了。
On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him.
我们常常说,
We often say,
这个主的道路很难走啊。
Oh, God's way is so hard to walk in.
但是你看看以斯拉怎么样?
But take a look at Ezra.
当他正月初一启程往前走的时候,
When on the first day of the first month, he began his journey.
五月初一就到了耶路撒冷了。
On the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem.
但四个月的时间
4 months only.
当然，那个时候现在不同了啊。
Of course, those days are different from ours.
今天这个是科学时代啊，你大概只要几个钟头就可以到了。
Today is a scientific era. It might take you a few hours to go to Jerusalem.
但从前没有飞机，没有汽车，没有火车，没有轮船，这通通都没有的。
But in those days, they did not have airplanes, buses or transportation.
所以从巴比伦到耶路撒冷去啊，要经过沙漠地带，经过许多许多的旷野试炼。
Now to go to Jerusalem in those days, you had to go through so many trials in the desert.
他们可能是步行。
They might walk on foot.
最多就是坐着那个骆驼当做交通工具。
Well, at most, they would have camels as their transportation tools.
那真是很不容易啊。
It's so difficult.
你想，如果没有飞机、没有汽车、没有火车这些东西
，Think of this. You had no airplanes, trains, or cars.
要我们走那么远的旷野道路，你敢走吗
？Would you go to go through such a long wilderness journey?
哎呀。基督徒的道路很不好走啊。
There were so many people, so Christians' journey is very, very difficult.
但是你看，以斯拉，你看那样，五月初一就到了耶路撒冷，因为神施恩的时候帮助他。
Now consider Ezra on the very first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God.
所以啊，不在乎别的，只在乎神施恩的时候帮助。
So it really matters not anything else, but only if God's gracious hand is with you.
你不要怕这条路不好走。
Don't you fear that this is a way so difficult?
你们是不是神的施恩的时候来帮助？
The question is if you have God's gracious hand upon you.
基督徒那个属灵的道路啊，就好像那个坐电梯。
So Christian journey should be just like riding on an elevator.
你看那个当你到百货公司去啊。
When you go to a department store.
或者你到飞机场。
Or to an airport.
有他那个一级一级的电梯啊。
Oh, you have that escalator.
你只要一站上去。
The moment you step on it.
哎，这个电梯啊，就自己把你带到上面一层去了。
And the escalator would automatically take you one step up and further.
基督徒走主的道路也是这样的。
So likewise, it's the same way Christians should walk in their Christian journey.
当你肯把你的脚一踏上这条路。
The moment you step your foot on this journey.
所以圣经说，这条路是活路了。
And the Bible tells us this is a losing way.
你不踏上去的话呢，你不动。
But if you do not set your foot on it, it's not moving.
你永远达不到那个上面那一层。
And you will never reach the highest level.
但是正当你的脚步一踏上去。
But the moment you set your foot on it.
你自己费力都不需要费力的。
You don't have to use your own strength.
这条活路啊，就把你带到上层，往上一层去。
The living way will ascend you up and up.
所以神施恩的时候帮助我们。
Therefore, God's gracious hand helps us.
我们还怕什么？
What do we fear?
啊，那么，第三次在第七章二十八节。
The third time is mentioned in verse 28.
啊，二十八节他说，又在王和谋士并大能的军长面前施恩于我，因耶和华我神的时候帮助我，我就得坚固。
And verse 28, God has extended.A mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged. As the hand of the Lord, my God was upon me.
这句圣经说，因为神施恩的时候帮助啊，叫他灵里边刚强坚固。
Because of the good hand of his Lord upon him, so Ezra was strengthened in spirit.
我们走主的道路，我们服侍神呢，我们碰见许多的艰难。
As we walk in the Lord's journey, as we serve God, we will encounter so many problems.
尤其是那个时候啊，耶路撒冷已经荒废了七十年了。
Especially in those days, Jerusalem had been laid waste for 70 years.
可以说那个时候什么东西都毁坏掉了。
Or we could say everything is. Desolate.
白费殆举啊
And everything needed to be redone.
各样的事情都要重新开始。
Everything has to start it over.
这是多么不容易的一件事情。
And what a tremendous difficult job.
但是神的手帮助我。
But the good hand of the Lord upon me.
所以不是我们自己能够应付那么多的需要。
So it is not that we are by ourselves can deal with all the needs.
哎呀，我们尽量，原来神是你的手指来帮助我们。
We know that it is God's good gracious hand helping us.
如果不是神的手帮助我们，这些问题，这些事情怎么能够解决得了呢？
If it's not for God's gracious and good hands upon us, how could we possibly cope with and resolve all these problems?
感谢主，神是你的手帮助我们。
We thank our Lord that God's gracious hand is upon us.
我们再看第四次、第五次。
And we'll read the fourth and fifth time the Bible speaks of God's good hand.
第四次是第八章的十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 18.
第八章十八节，蒙我们神赐恩的时候帮助我们，他们在以色列的尊神利未的孙子摩利的后裔中带一个通达人来，还有示利比和他的众子与弟兄共一十八人，又有哈撒比亚同着他有米拉勒的子孙耶塞亚，并他的众子和弟兄共二十人。
Verse 18, Then by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahai, the sons of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and brothers, 18 men, and Hashabiah, and with him Josiah, of the sons of Merari, his brothers, and his sons, 20 men.
这里讲到神施恩的时候的帮助啊，就显在服事上的需要上面。
And here, the help of God's good hand is revealed in all the services.
因为当时啊，他们在服事上很缺少人手。
Because in those days, they lack so many of so much of a help in their service.
那个时候他说啊，连他们连利未人都在哪里都没找，没有看见利未人。
To the point, even they couldn't find the Levites in their midst.
所以你想想，正在神的工作要恢复的时候。
Consider this, right at the time when God was about to revive his work,
但是就没有这个可用的人。
But not able bodies were available.
所以意思了呢，他就要求为神的殿带进适用的人来。
So Ezra prayed to God to bring in suitable people for the services of the house of God.
结果神施恩的时候就帮助他。
And God's good hand helped him.
他就得着一个通达人，先是得着带进一个通达人进来了。
First, he had this man of understanding.
啊，后来又有十八个弟兄进来了。
And then another 18 brothers came.
又有二十个人进来了。
Another 20 men followed suit.
最后还有220个人尼迪宁也进来了。
In the end, the 220 temple servants came.
是神的施恩的手啊，就帮助我们，供应我们一切所需要的。
Therefore, God's good hand helps us and provides for all our needs.
第五次在八章的二十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 22. The fifth time about the good hand.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的。
Chapter 8 verse 22, For I was ashamed to request of the king as escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we have spoken to the king, saying, The hand of our God is upon all those who for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him.
我们在这三十一节。
And verse 31.
到正月十二日，我们在亚哈瓦河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去。我们神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。
Verse 31. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road.
啊，这个第五次个第六次啊，讲到神施恩的手，使他们能够抵挡仇路上仇敌的攻击。
Now the fifth and the sixth time tell us God's gracious hand is able to help them resist all the enemies' attack on the way.
神的儿女啊，要走主的道路啊，的确会引起仇敌的拦阻。
Now, as God's children to walk in the Lord's way, of course, will incite attack from enemies.
你想当一个人要起来好好的跟随主走主的道路的时候
do you think of this when a person wants to rise up to really follow the Lord?
撒旦岂会甘心让你就这么容易的就走上去啊？
Would Satan so easily give up to let you walk God's way?
所以意思啊，就是这样往前去的时候呢，也是碰见仇敌各方面的拦阻。
So as Ezra was moving forward in such a way, it's also the very time that he encountered the attacks from enemies.
那这里啊，这句话讲的意思呢，讲的非常好。
Now here, Ezra says something wonderful.
他就二十二节说，他我去往要拨步兵马兵给我帮助我们呢。来抵挡路上的仇敌啊，我觉得是羞耻的事情。
Ezra said, I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against enemy on the road.
因为我对我的君王说，我们神施恩的时候，必定帮助一起寻求他的人。
Because I had said to my king that the hand of our God is upon all those for good to seek him, and but his power, his wrath are against those who forsake him.
弟兄姊妹，这句话正是鼓励我们。
Brothers and sisters, doesn't this verse encourage us?
求世界的帮助。
To seek help from the world.
去求人的帮助。
Or to seek help from man.
都是一件引以为羞耻的事。
Should be something we're ashamed of.
因为我们有荣耀的神与我们同在。
Because we have this glorious God with us.
我们所见证的是神是我们的力量。
And what we testify is that God is our strength.
为什么我们要求人来帮助我们？
Why should we seek help from man?
我们不是与我们大能的神与我们同在一起吗？
Shouldn't this mighty God be with us?
所以意思呢，在这经历到神施恩的时候，的确是帮助了他。
So on his way to Jerusalem, God's hand is with him that Ezra truly experienced.
就当他这么忠心跟随主、服侍主的时候，
When he so faithfully followed and served the Lord.
我们看见神施恩的手为他抵挡了所有仇敌的攻击。
And we see that God's good hand resisted for Ezra to fend off all the attack from enemies.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，我们也不怕任何的仇敌。
So brothers and sisters, we thank our God. We are not afraid of any enemy either.
因为神施恩的手帮助我们。
Because God's good hand is upon us.
那最后我们来讲到伊斯拉他生活上的对付。
We will consider the dealings in Ezra's life.
我们和弟兄姊妹再来读两处圣经。
We will read two places.
我们读第九章，伊斯拉记第九章。
Ezra chapter 9.
第九章我们从第一节读到第六节。
We will read from verses 1 to 6.
他这事做完了，众首领来见我说，以色列民和祭司并利未人没有离绝犹迦南人、赫人、比利西人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩亚人、埃及人、亚摩利人，仍效法这些国的民行可憎的事。
When these things were done, the leaders came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites.
因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这事上为罪魁。
For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed is mixed with the peoples of those lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers has been foremost in this trespass.
我一听见这事，就撕了衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而走。
So when I heard this thing, I tore my garment and my robe and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard and sat down astonished.
我们跳过去到第五节。
We drop down to verse
5. 献燔祭的时候，我起来，心中愁苦，穿着撕裂的衣服、衣袍，双膝跪下，向耶和华我的神举手。
Verse 5, at the evening sacrifice, I arose from my fasting. Having torn my garment and my robe, I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God.
说我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天。
Verse 8, and I said,Oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God. For our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens.
我们跳过去到第十章。
Let's now skip to chapter 10.
十章一到四节。
Verses 1-4.
以斯拉祷告认罪哭泣，夫妇在神殿前的时候，有以色列中的男女孩童聚集到以斯拉那里成了大会，众民无不痛苦。
Now while Ezra was praying and while he was confessing, weeping and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly.
属以兰的子孙耶西的儿子示加尼对以斯拉说，我们在此地娶了外邦女之为妻，干犯了我们的神，然而以色列人还有指望。
Shechaniah the son of Jehiah, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, We have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land, yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this.
我们跳过去到第五节。
Verse 5
以斯拉便起来，是祭司长和利未人并以色列众人起誓说，必照这话去行，他们就起了誓。
Then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath.
这以斯拉到了耶路撒冷之后啊，
After Ezra came to Jerusalem,
他就发现神百姓中间了承载着许多的问题。
He found out that among God's children, there exist so many problems.
许多的软弱。
So many weaknesses.
第一点呢，
First,
就以色列人包括祭司利未人在内，
All the Israelites, including Levites and priests,
没有照着神的话把自己从这个世界当中分别出来，
Did not separate themselves from the world according to God's word.
反而呢，效法这些四位的国家的人行苛政的事。
Instead, they imitated all these people to do abominable things.
这个就是和世界调和在一起。
And this is when they were mingled together with the world.
许多的生活行事为人呢，和世界没有什么分别。
All their manners of life, their ways of living were not different from the rest of the people.
今天神的儿女中间也有这样的光景。
And today, among God's children, there is such a thing also.
其实我们的生活，我们的一起啊，都常常和世界是没有分别。
That is, our living is not separated from the world.
世界上的人怎样，我们也怎样。
As the men of the world go, so we do the same thing.
我们的一起常和世界是调在一起的。
So we are so mingled together with the world.
我想许多事情我们不必去多讲它。
We don't have to elaborate on many details of this.
我想到一件事情，叫我们心中也是很感觉到很难过的一件事。
I just mentioned one thing that really grieves my heart.
就是啊，在神的儿女中间呢，我们很难脱离掉这个世界的风俗。
That is, among God's children, it's so hard for us to separate us.From the custom of the world.
我觉得弟兄姊妹中间许多人都是很好。
I know among all our brothers and sisters, so
也很爱主,
many
也可以,
people are,
也可以好好地服侍, 有侍奉。
So many people are so good because they love the Lord and also serve Him diligently.
但是,
but
世界的风俗就是去不掉。
But they just cannot get rid of this flavor of the world.
因为我看见也很爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。
I see so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly.
每到这个世界过节的时候啊，那就常常看过节要比聚会还重要。
But whenever the worldly festivals come around, they feel that those are more important than the things of the Lord.
那过节还不是过一个节？
Now, when they observe all the day festivals, it's not just one.
无论是圣诞节,
whether it's
Christmas, 感恩节,
Thanksgiving,
啊，或者是我们中国的中秋节或者端午节,
or Chinese holidays,
或者是春节,
Chinese New Year,
还有母亲节,
Mother's Day,
还有今天是父亲节,
or even today is Father's Day,
还有爸爸的生日, 妈妈的生日,
or to observe Father's, Mother's Day, birthdays,
有很爱主的弟兄姊妹啊。
So many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
但是每一年呢，就这些节的时候啊，通通都就把聚会服事都放弃掉了。
When they come to all these holidays, whether it's Chinese or the Western, they simply put aside their service.
那常常到过节的时候啊，弟兄姊妹就少了好些。
And whenever the holidays come around, we see so many brothers and sisters missing.
这个就是叫我们心中感觉到。很不舒服的地方。
And I feel so uneasy, uneasy about this.
这就是我们啊，还是被世界的风俗所俘虏去。
This tells us that we're so taken captive by the customs of the world.
所以以斯拉看见了这些人效法列国人的行为啊，以斯拉心中就觉得很难受。
Now when Ezra saw that all these Israelites imitated the peoples of the land, it really grieved his heart.
我们需要。把我们自己从在世界或世界的一切里面分别出来。
We need to separate us from the world, the things of the world.
因为我们是属天的国民。
Because we are heavenly citizens.
我们和世界上人是不一样。
So we are different from the man of the
world. 那么第二点呢
？Second,
以色列看见了，就是以色列百姓呢和外邦女子通婚。
Is that Ezra saw that Israelites intermarried with pagan women?
这里说他们为自己和儿子娶了外邦女子为妻。
They took daughters for themselves, pagans for themselves or for their sons.
以致圣洁的种类。和这些国的民混杂。
Therefore, the holy seed of God is now intermingled with these people.
我特别感觉到这里几句话的重要。
Now, I especially feel the importance of these.
他是以致圣洁的种类和这些外邦的国的民啊混杂在一起。
So that the holy seed of God's people are now mingled together of these people.
神的儿女啊，本来是圣洁的种类。
Now God's people are holy race.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是很宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, this statement is so precious.
每个人都要知道，我们是圣洁的种类。
Every one of us has to understand this.
我们是主耶稣用他的宝血，用他的圣灵的生命。把我们在世界里面分别出来了。
We are separated by Christ through His precious blood, through His life.
所以我们是天上的国民，我们是属天不属地的。
Therefore, our citizenship is in heaven. We belong to heaven, not to the world.
但是仇敌的诡计呢，就要让我们这圣洁的国民呢，失去那个圣洁的性质和这个世界的混在一起。
But this is a Satan's scheme, so that we will lose our holy citizenship, lose this holy race in mingling with all others.
那就是仇敌要改变我们的生命，改变我们的性质啊，叫我们变成半天半地。
So the Satan wants to change the nature of our lives, so that we are either heavenly nor earthly.
也可以是不天不地。
Or to say that we do not have each side nature.
不晓得到底是属天的还是属地。
So we don't know whether we are heavenly or earthly.
那就是把我们神的儿女这个圣洁的种类啊，就变成混杂了。
Therefore, Satan changed the holy seed of God's people.
就当初满清，我们中国的满清政府末期的时候。
just like at the very end of Man Qing Dynasty.
这个日本人啊，就想要改变那个满清王族的那个性质。
The Japanese tried to change the regal nature of the Qing Dynasty.
日本人就想把那个日本女子啊，就嫁给清朝的王室。
Therefore, Japanese tried to marry their Japanese women into into palace.
所以这个满清末后的皇帝啊，只要给这个日本人通婚了。
Therefore, the last several emperors of Qing Dynasty now intermarried with Japanese women.
那满清王室的血统呢，就有日本人的成分。
Therefore, the regal lineage of Chinese blood is now being mingled with the Japanese.
所以日本人借着这个诡计呢，就想要把满清的王那个王朝啊，就变成日本人。
Through this scheme, Japanese was trying.To turn the Chinese dynasties into Japanese.
这个就仇的太可怕，很可怕的一个诡计啊！
Isn't this a dreadful formidable scheme?
今天撒旦也是这样。
Now Satan does the same thing.
他要将我们基督徒的生命改变性质。
He wants to change the very nature of Christians.
所以跟外邦女子通婚。
So that we intermarry with pagan wives.
那么生出来的孩子呢，也不会讲希伯来人的话。
So that the children born out of them could not speak Hebrew.
慢慢这些人就变成外邦人一样。
They were just like a Gentile.
哦，所以这个就是仇敌很可怕一种的情形。
And this is such a dreadful formidable attack from the enemy.
伊斯兰呢就在这里有了对付了。
And here Ezra was trying to deal with it.
他第一件事情呢？
The first thing.
他看见这些情形，他在神面前忧伤痛悔呀。
Is that when he saw this, he mourned, he wept.
他向神祷告认罪
，and he prayed to God, he confessed.
圣经的意思要怎么祷告
？The sins. Now, how does Ezra pray here?
他说：“我听见这个事，我就撕了衣服。”
He said, "I heard of this, and I tore my garb."
啊，我就拔了头发和胡须。
And I poured out some of my hair and my beard.
我惊惧忧闷。
And I was astonished. I was appalled.
啊。所以你看见伊斯兰啊，就为着这个情形啊，心中感觉到极其痛苦，极其忧伤。
So you see, Ezra was such an excruciating agony here.
是这里给我们一个学习的功课。
And then we shall learn a lesson from here.
就当我们听见或者看见神的儿女中间有软弱的时候
，That is when we see or when we hear the weakness of a woman.
我们的态度是如何
？What is our attitude toward it?
我们是视而不见，当作平常呢
？Do we see it as not seeing it, take it as a normal thing?
或者这个不关我的事。
Or say this does not concern me.
嗯，或者呢，我们批评指责。
Or we just criticize.
或者我们就灰心退后。
Or even we are so discouraged, we simply draw back.
伊斯兰给我们显示的，他是多么的好。
But Ezra here showed that he was so wonderful in doing this.
他到神面前去祷告。
That he went before God to pray.
嗯，不是他边上祷告认罪的时候，不是说他们怎样。
And while he was confessing sins, he wasn't saying, "Oh, they did this and that."
他是把自己包裹进去。
He included himself.
他向神祷告说。
As he prayed to God.
我们的罪孽密顶。
He said, "Our iniquities have
我们的罪恶到
our head, and our guilt have reached to heaven."
是把自己和神的儿女们就连接在一起。
He connected himself with God's children.
他们的失败就是我的失败。
Therefore, their failure is mine.
他们的软弱就是我的软弱。
Their weaknesses is mine.
所以这个是今天我们要向伊斯兰学习的一个点。
And this is the very point that we need to learn from Ezra.
第二点呢？
The second
point is 伊斯兰就带领神的百姓。
That Ezra took his God's people.
和神重新立了约。
Made a new covenant with God.
所以伊斯兰祷告认罪之后啊。
After he prayed, he
confessed. 以色列当中的男女孩童都一同痛苦认罪。
Men and women, children, adults, they all came and they wept, they confessed their sins.
圣经说，众民无不痛苦啊。
Everyone was weeping.
啊，有一个叫示迦尼的人。
Shechaniah was one of them.
就站起来，以色列说。
And he stood up and said to Ezra.
他说，我们这些神的百姓都已经懊悔了。
He said that we as children of God, we have repented.
然而，以色列人还有指望。
But there is still hope in Israel.
我很喜欢这句话。
In spite of this, I
am so
like it.
当整个儿女都失败、软弱的时候。
In the midst of all God's children, weaknesses and failures.
只要有人祷告认罪。
As long as some person would pray and confess.
我们看见了。然而，以色列人还有指望。
In spite of all this, there is hope in Israel.
所以我们在任何时候啊，我们都要看见神的儿女是有指望。
Therefore, in all circumstances, we need to see this. God's people have hope.
因为基督就是我们的盼望。
Because Christ is our hope.
健康的人用不着医生。
Healthy people do not need physicians.
有病人才用得着。
It is the sick one.
所以不要因为教会有软弱、有失败，我们就灰心退后。
So don't you think, don't you feel very discouraged or even draw back because you see all the failures in the church?
还有指望。
We have to see that God's children have hope.
所以以色列就和神立约。
Therefore, Ezra made a covenant with God.
这个从立约就是重新把自己奉献给神。
Made a covenant with God means to once again you offer yourself to Him.
承认我们过去的失败。
Confessing of all of our failures in the past.
我们向神悔改认罪。
And we confess our sins before God.
现在我们把自己重新献在你的跟前。
Now we consecrate ourselves newly to you.
我们诗歌本里有首诗歌很好。
And there is one hymn in our hymnal that's very good.
降信给我。
Give me your heart.
我不晓得你们会不会唱或者喜欢。
I don't know if you like it or you know how to sing it.
降信给我，降信给我。哦，这随时随地呼召的声音。
It says, give heart to me, give heart to me. This is the ongoing calling from God.
神要叫我们学习把自己重新献给神。
God wants us to learn to consecrate ourselves to Him once again.
不仅是外表做一个基督徒。
Not externally, you are a Christian.
有聚会，有服侍。
You come to the meetings, you serve.
神更宝贵是我们的心能够被他得。
What God treasures most is that we give our heart to Him.
因为神寻找用心灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
Because God is seeking those who would worship and serve Him in truth and spirit.
第十章十七节。
Chapter 10, verse 17 is our last verse.
十章十七节、
Chapter 10, verse 17.
到正月初一日才查清娶外邦女子的人数。
By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives.
就等到以斯拉，就是查清楚那些娶外邦女子的人数。
Now, after Ezra had the found out all those people who had taken pagan wives.
把这个事情对付清楚之后啊。
After he had dealt with this thing.
又是一个正月初一。
Thoroughly, and then again, it's the first day of the first month.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没？这里两个正月初一。
So, brother and sister, you see that there are two first days.
第一个正月初一是以斯拉离开巴比伦启程往耶路撒冷去的时候。
The first day of the first month is the time when Ezra left Babylon to set his journey toward Jerusalem.
这是个新的起头。
And this is a new beginning.
等到以斯拉把所有的对付清楚了。
After Ezra had dealt with all the defilements.
在生命上有了更新了。
And there was this renewal of life.
又是一个正月初一。
Again, it's a first day of the first month.
在生命中又来了一个新的起头。
Again, before the Lord, this is a new beginning.
基督徒啊，就经常在神面前被神更新。
So brothers and sisters, Christians constantly are
renewed
before God. 我们
一次又一次有新的起头。
Again and again, we have this new beginning.
一次又一次，我们生命上被更新。
And time again, our life is being renewed.
基督徒就在这里有了长进。
And here, Christians progress.
因为每过一个正月初一。
Every first day of the first month.
我们生命就长了一岁。
Our life increases.
在属灵上也是如此。
It is so spiritual.
我们有了这个正月初一新的起头之后
，with this beginning of the first month of the first year,
一次又一次被神光照，被神对付。
Time again, we are dealt with by God, and we are enlightened by Him.
基督徒的生命呢，就因此越过越长进。
And therefore, Christians' lives grow progressively.
我们里边就不断的被神更新。
And our inner minds are constantly being renewed.
这就是我们在神面前的愿望。
And this is the very desire of us.
我们盼望每一个人，我们在属灵的生命上能够越过越被更新。
Oh, I hope each one of us will be progressively mature as we live our days.
我想今天我就教导到这个位置。
Now, I right at this point, I would like to conclude my fellowship with you.
我想请网上的弟兄们 带我们祷告。
Brother Huang, would you please say a prayer for us? Lord, we thank you through these words. You once again remind us that through these words, once again you delivered us. So that we often are willing to come back to the light of your word. So that we will see our true conditions before you and we will have the heart of returning to you. We pray that through the spiritual conditions of Ezra that you would renew us and encourage us. So that we would have more heart to pursue, seek after your word. And are willing to obey the law of the Lord. So that your work will be fulfilled among your church and among your people. Oh Lord, keep all those who belong to you through these words.